It's 7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night and joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tony. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. What are some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
So we had a relatively light schedule for last night. The first item we took up was a air conditioning cooling tower installation at the Julian Curtis School. It went to ARC, and there was some concerns about the amount of excavation that the ARC may have been suggesting that the school undertake to install this cooling tower. They asked to go before the commission to just address the issue. Then the commission met with them and understood the project and approved the design of a new cooling tower with some screening around it. It's in the back on the... It'd be the east side of the school, so it's out of view from anybody, from the public or even the students. It's below the windows, so that was our first item. Second item was a return for the Walgreens store in Riverside. They have accumulated some wayward trash enclosures for some of the tenants in the building, and we've been trying to proactively rein that in and get those trash receptacles in enclosures and screened. They were concerned that they were going to be losing some parking spaces, and the commission was satisfied that the loss of a parking space here or there in the back of the building was probably better than having a garbage receptacle just sitting out in view of the road. So the commission approved a new trash enclosure for them in the back of that building. Next item was 220 Davis, another item that's been lingering around trying to address some departmental issues. They addressed all those. It's for a new deck and to an existing two-family on 220 Davis. The commission approved that last night. Number four was Tyler Mitchell, house up on Burying Hill. If you're familiar with the barn up by the road that's been renovated over the last couple of years, that's this house. They're looking to expand some of the buildings on the property and build a new pool house. It goes over volume because of that, which is a trip point for a special permit and a trip to the commission. The commission heard a lot of good comments from some neighbors and amongst themselves about how to fit this new development inside the site, because it's very close to the road, which is atypical for backcountry, but it has a pond and some wetlands, so there's only a few areas where the land is sort of developable and good for expansion. The commission asked for the site to be staked so that they could go out and look at the site and just understand why this location was suggested, and that will return to the next meeting. Number five was a draft zoning text amendment for electric vehicle parking requirements. The state adopted last fall requirements for all commercial, multifamily, and schools receiving money from the state that there's a certain percentage of their parking spaces that need to be set up for electric vehicle charging infrastructure, not the chargers themselves, the stanchions that we know where you plug in, but the actual conduit under the ground. We're getting around to adopting that now. The commission and the town feels that, given the proclivity for electric vehicles in our neck of the woods, that requiring that for municipal buildings and private schools would probably also be should be applicable. And also suggesting that certain types of chargers actually be installed or required to be installed at the onset of a project design and not at a later date to be determined. There were some nuances in language and syntax that needed to be addressed, so we're going back and just addressing those comments that we heard about the language and the operating clauses in the section, and that'll come back at the next meeting. The next two items were discussion items. 24 Homestead Lane is a two-family new build in Pemberwick. That project was a pre-app. The commission had some similar comments to the neighboring project at 26 Homestead, which we approved a few months ago. And that applicant is addressing those, and we'll come back at a later meeting. And the big discussion last night was 51 through 69 Deerfield Drive. It's two properties just north of the Greenwich Library main branch. The project is looking to build a five-story, 105-unit affordable housing set-aside development. We got a lot of input from the commission, or the applicant did from the commission, and the commission got a lot of input, and the applicant did from the neighbors and the residents of the town about concerns about runoff, the wetlands on the site, traffic along Deerfield Drive, and just general concerns about how construction is going to happen on a busy road very close to downtown. And that was about it. We were done about 8 o'clock, I think.
All right, relatively short meeting, 4 hours, but some bravo! You made some approvals this time around. All right, excellent.
Yes, we made some movement. Yep, absolutely.
Excellent. All right, when's the next meeting, and anything on the agenda of note?
Yeah, so next meeting will be the 22nd of February. That's a Wednesday. President's Day is that Monday, so we push the schedule back. We are looking at possibly having 420 Field Point Road, which is the Homestead property, and the redevelopment there, the Homestead Inn. And we are also looking at possibly having 24 Homestead Lane, which is the two-family I just talked about, coming in with their site plan. They filed those simultaneously. 204 Otter Rock will be on. That's a single-family house on a new vacant lot created by a subdivision in Belhaven. And 9 Glenville Street, which is a pre-application for the Victorian building on the mill in Glenville. They're looking to do a 16-unit residential development there under the under regular zoning, not an 830G or anything like that. So that will be discussed as in a pre-application on the 22nd.
Okay, a couple other. I'm just looking at notes on the Hamilton Ave, also the railroad. Nothing on them yet?
I don't have a firm sense that they're coming back for those meetings. I know that Railroad is discussing with DPW and the town about pedestrian improvements that they can do together. And $15,000 and 177 Hamilton Ave is addressing sewer and engineering comments right now. So I've yet to see revisions on that. So it's less likely we'll be on this meeting and one in March.
All right, fantastic. Good job, Pat. Thanks very much for checking in. Have yourself a great day. We'll talk again after the next meeting.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
That is Pat LaRoe, Director of Planning and Zoning for the